The sikha we will be learning is, you look at the sikha Schelik Chof Beis, the sikha with the title, Behar B'chol Kaisai. But you feel more gered, the Rebbe says, I spoke many times, when sedres ha-mochoboris, those sedres that we put two together. So the Rebbe explained many times, as from them was me zei mechaber in an-eip, na zei ben ein sedre, that from the fact that we put them together and they actually become one sedre, it's not the pshat we now still have two sedres, read it in the same Shabbos. They become one sedre. And how do we see they become one sedre? And the still be the sedres of Blei Shiva Kruyim. Both sedres have seven aliyahs. In other words, we have every Shabbos seven aliyahs from one sedre. And here we have seven aliyahs from both sedres together. That shows that really became one sedre. Unochman, more than that, means Mechaber himself from the Eshta sedre, und the Ascholof from the Tzveite sedre, nein aliyah. That we combine the end of one aliyah, the end of the sedra, I mean, and the beginning of the second sedra into one aliyah. It's not even that we stop by the end of one sedra and then the next set, beginning of the next set is another aliyah. That's the meaning in Taimon that Rebbe brings an order to, but we don't do that. And we put them, one aliyah combines both. There's one broch in the beginning and one broch at the end of the aliyah. In the middle, we have a little bit of the first sedra, a little bit of the second in one aliyah, with the same bracha, one bracha for both, beginning and the end. All that shows that that's one sedre. So the Rebbe said, I said many times that when you combine two sedres and it becomes one sedre, is a fun mucher that proves abeide sedres homni zich an kudem shetevez betechnan, that both sedres have something in common. In the context of the sedre, they have something in common, but the far can is in his chabervet, and that's where they can become combined, because they really have some, the same theme, it's, they have some common denominator. So therefore, the Rebbe says, that from Fresh Thing, we have to understand, what's the common denominator in these two sedres, the sedre Bahar and B'chol Kaisai? So it's a general shayla. But other Rabbi, the Rebbe says, on the contrary, he said many times that the name of a sedre that represents the contents of the sedre. So here, the first sedra has the meaning of Bahar. The word Bahar represents the whole sedra. The second one, the word B'chol Kaisai represents the whole sedra. The names Bahar and B'chol Kaisai tell us something opposite. The two sedras, the word Bahar and the word B'chol Kaisai, have opposite meanings. Bahar of a barak, the word Bahar means on a mountain. It means something elevated. A mountain is elevated. What does it mean, Ruchnis, when you say something elevated means there is some kind of ego here, some kind of identity, personal identity that you have. So that has a meaning in Aveda. A person sometimes has to feel very broad, we call it, and has to be very strong. Like the Pasuk says, that his heart is elevated in the ways of Hashem. Has to be sometimes. Not only sometimes, Na'ara 4, the Rebbe says, every day it has to be. It says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch that every day you have to be askanomer gibir kari, but askanomer means you have to have chutzpah like a leopard. Chutzpah means you have to show your who you are. You have to have certain actionness, certain stubbornness that you have. It shows your ego, so to speak. And every day after, that's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that every day in the morning you have to wake up to be that way. So the word behar represents the idea that a person is strong and he's stubborn in the Yonim Ruchniyam. The Dugma, for instance, when it's kum tzan esoyim, it comes to a test. You have to be strong and you have to have the chutzpah, so to speak, and you have to have the stubbornness not to care. Umbaishtetim nesoyim, pass the test. That's the meaning of askanomen. You have to be strong like a leopard, you have to be strong. So the word Bahar represents the strength in Ruchniyam that you have to have. Your metziah is strong to make sure that you should pass the test. When it says it should go in b'chol kaisai means kiyum ful chukim, that you have to keep the chukim. We all know that there are three categories of mitzvahs. Mishpotim, eidus, and chukim. Mishpotim are those mitzvahs that have a reason. And if the Torah wouldn't tell us to do the mitzvah, we would do it on our own because they make sense. Eidus are those mitzvahs that if the Torah wouldn't tell us, we wouldn't do it. But after the Torah tells us to do it, they make sense. We understand it. And chukim are those mitzvahs that we don't understand at all. And the Pasuk says, B'chukei Saite Leicho. That means you have to keep the chukim. And that is farbun ufodet bittel. That's connected and that requires bittel. Chukim is memekayim, therefore, you keep the mitzvahs chukim because was chukio chakakti gzeire gezarti, this is a loshen, it says in Medrash, that I made a chukko, I made a decree, uneilach leshus laharer achreo. You have no permission to think about it, to try to get into it, to understand it. When you keep chukim, you do it because this is what Hashem commanded. We listen, we follow the commandment. Even if we don't need a reason, don't know the reason. Or the nochmes is hepech haseichel v'tam. More than that, it could be sometimes against the seichel and against reasoning. We'll still keep it. And how do you keep it? Because you're bottled to the Eibishter. If you wouldn't have the proper bittel, you wouldn't keep it because it makes no sense. The mitzias of a person is the seichel. But if the seichel doesn't understand it, you wouldn't do it. So you only do it because of bittel. So Bahar represents when you do mitzvahs with your mitzias. B'chokesai means the opposite, that you're doing it without your mitzias, your bottle. So how do the two fit together? And we said before that if you put the two seders together, they must fit. And here it seems like the seders themselves, because the names represent this, the meaning of the seders, and they seem to contradict. Let's first bring the explanation in the name of the seder, the first seder, like the meaning Yisrael was teiri, because the meaning, the way the meaning is, and we know if it's a meaning by Yidden, that's itself teiri. So the meaning is we call it Bahar. That's the name of the seder. L'chur is not moving. First glance, it's not understood. The Iker Adgosh is doch l'churi in the word Sinai. The main thing here, when we're talking about this mountain, what mountain are we talking about? Mountain Har Sinai. That's what the Pasuk says. Adabra Hashem Meishim Har Sinai. So we're talking about mountain of Sinai. That means not just a mountain. We're talking about this specific mountain. Der Uzki Tilter Bark, the specific mountain, Evelchus is given, geworden the Torah, which the Torah was given. And that the word Sinai represents the mountain the Torah was given. He says in Hora 11, that the Chazal say in Torah's Gain, Rashi brings in the, on this Pasuk of Bahar, Ma Shmita Misinai, just like Shmita was given from Sinai. What does it mean by mountain Torah? But we use the word Sinai. So too, everything else was given from Sinai. The first mission in Pirkei Avos says, Meisha kibul Torah Misinai. Meisha accepted the Torah, received the Torah from Sinai. So we see Sinai, that is the thing that we're talking about. When we talk about this mountain, the main thing is the word Sinai. Sinai means the mountain on which the Torah was given. But men gedarft onrufen the Seder, but not Sinai. So we should have called this Seder with the name Sinai, because that's what we mean here. Oder al koponim Bahar Sinai, at least to call it with both names, Bahar Sinai. And he says in order 12, like Reb Sadia Gaon and the Rambam refer to this seder as Har Sinai. We may gefinne by noch seders. We find by other seders as a anomalies from Tzvei Vekta. Sometimes the seder is called with two names. Another 13 drabs, for instance, Chaya Sora, Vezei Sabroch, others. So it's not the pshat. You must have one word. Then you could say, well, so we chose the word Bahad. There are seders that are called with two names. So at least should have been called Har Sinai. We pass the Norman Sinai. How does it fit to just call it, I mean, Bahar, we pass the nomen Bahar, how can we just call it Bahar? That doesn't tell us which mountain we're talking about. And the main thing is this specific mountain. So why do we call it Bahar? The Shail is noch starker. The question is even stronger. If when we talk about the lesson in Avedas Hashem, in serving Hashem, that one must take out from the Inyan of Har Sinai. When we understand what the lesson from this mountain is, we'll understand how the word Har doesn't fit seemingly. Chazal zog, and the Chazal tell us that the Tambas Mantaluzi Klim Nam Har Sinai Tzugebim, Dafke Tzugebim Afim the Torah, why Hashem chose the mountain of Sinai specifically to give the Torah, is Val Mochich Mekol Toraya, because it's lower than all other mountains. The Medrash says that the mountains were arguing, one was a big mountain, said that Hashem should give it to me, and the end was Hashem chose Har Sinai because that's the lowest of all the mountains. It is neither given all the berg, it's lower than all the mountains. But does trokt in zich adover vifucha, this itself, that it's a mountain that's lower than all the mountains, is a contradiction in itself. For neizait vices vias darvs and shiftless, mochich. On the other hand, on one hand, it shows that you have to be low. You have to hold yourself low. That's the whole idea. This mountain is mochich. Mochich, it's something that's a low. It's a low mountain. So we're stressing the fact that it's low. That low shows shiftless. Well, we say bittel. Aber von der zweiten Seite sagt Sinai ahar. On the other hand, even Sinai is also a mountain. That means a mountain which is sticking out, which is not the Inyan of Shiflus. So how do these two things fit together? So the answer is, the pshat is, that even though it's expected of a Yid that he should have Shiflus, Shiflus means holding himself low, feeling yourself low should not be in a way that it makes you what we call a skupa nidreses. It's a lotion in Gemara native. Skupa nidreses means, as Rashi there says, that people step on you. If you're low, people could step on you. And what happens, as it says there in native, regular ab iki bezoyen. That's an embarrassment. In other words, when you step on something a lot, you take it away completely, you erase it completely. So you shouldn't become, you have to be shuffle, you have to be an honor, you have to be humble, etc. But not to become something that you stepped on, chas v'sholem. But zusammen mit der Schiflus, der sei mit nur von take it, bis genau. But you know, together with your feeling low, feeling humble, you have to at the same time be strong. When it comes to certain things, you have to be strong. You have to be elevated. Your metzias should be, your ego should be there for the good sake. That should be. And that's the idea of a low mountain. Has both. It's low, shows the union of humility, and at the same time, it's a mountain that shows that you still have to have that aspect of a mountain. These two inyonim, they are expressed in the two words that the mountain is called. It's called Har Sinai. Behar vice of Isnasa to take it. The word Behar, which is on the mountain, stresses the mountain aspect of it, shows that you have to be elevated, you have to, have to be strong. Ashenk and Sinai alein, but the word Sinai itself, nit unterstreichen dich dabei, as es retzich bin. I'm not mentioning that it's a mountain. The word Sinai doesn't say it's a mountain. So the word Sinai itself, weist af anina bittel. That itself shows bittel. Because Sinai is al shema sneh. Sinai also comes from the word sneh. Sneh is a bush. And that mountain was the mountain on which there was the burning bush by Meshe Rabbeinu. And it says in Medrash, a sneh is shofel mekola ilona shebeilom. The sneh, this bush that's called sneh, is the lowest of all trees. So the word sneh itself shows I'm being low. The word har shows on high. That means the fact that you still have to have this concept of being strong and feeling your ego, so to speak, in the way that it's supposed to. And then the sneh shows the lower. Is the chmum, so what this mountain has, these two words, so these two words, each one represents one part of the two lessons that come together. But we understand as from the tzvei inyonim, hagbo and bitl, that from these two things, that on one hand you have to have the hagbo, the elevation, the strength. And at the same time, of the bitl is the iker maila bitl. Which of the two is the main one? We understand that the main one is the bitl. Doesn't mean that the main one, you have to be a strong and you have to this, and you also have to have bitl. No, there's the other way. The main thing is you have to be bitl, you have to be humble. But the Bible, avorint member, and at the same time, we tell you, as a storm is an kambitl, kaskup and the dresser, duchyader fus, that it shouldn't be so bottle that everybody could step on you. Everyone's foot, even the foot, the lowest of everybody could step on you. Sometimes you have to be strong and you have to be elevated. And actually in Ha'orah 19, the Rebbe says that in Lakut HaTorah, it says, the bittel has to be much more than the other side. And then Hebrews brings from Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, thinks on the Bais Yosef, that when you have that askanomen, as I said before, it's something you have to have the chutzpah, and you have to have the strength, and you have to have the stubbornness, but you have to be very careful that it shouldn't be too strong, too much, that who knows how low it will go. So the bottom line is, we see that are the two things that you have to have, the main things, you have to have the bittel. Elmai, at the same time, you should remember, don't be so bottled that you get stepped on, and then you won't be able to do what you're supposed to do. Kemai mechazal, the Gemara tells us, as a Talmud Chochem, that from echod mishmeni shebishmini, the Talmud Chochem has to have a certain measurement, a very low measurement of gaive, of ego, which is called an eighth of an eighth. There was a cheshbon time at the Gemara, certain measurements and things. So very much from gaive, you have to have an eighth of an eighth of gaive, not more. So it's a very little amount. So it comes out that the main thing of the two, Bahar and Sinai, Bahar shows on the elevation and the strength, the stubbornness and chutzpah, and the Sinai shows on the bittel. So it comes out that the word Bahar itself doesn't show the Iker. The Iker is the bittel. The fact that it has to be a mountain also, that's, your bittel shouldn't be in such a way, you shouldn't have any strength. Heinz, we passed on from the Seder mit Nome Bahar alein. How does it fit that we call the Seder just the word Bahar, which means blaze hakbo, just being the elevated, just being the stubbornness. Unuis lozen the Miker, and to skip the main thing, which is the Sinai, and that's the Bittul. Saying from the Purim is that's one of the explanations like this. The Aveda from Bittul, Shiflus Odom, the Aveda of Bittul, which is called in Shulchan Aruch also Shiflus Odom, the Ramah calls it Shiflus Odom. You have to feel shofel, you have to feel low, the person's lowness, so to speak. Is farbun mit gadol sakin. Shulchan Aruch mentions both together. A person has to, before you daven, says in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you have to think about Shiflus Odom and gadol sakin, how low the person is and how great Hashem is. So it's not two separate things. The Rebbe says here, they're connected. The Shifla Sodom, the fact you have to remember how low you are, is because Gadlus Hakel, because the Eibishter is big. Not you, the Eibishter is big. And why are you low? Why do you feel low? Because you recognize truthfully that the Eibishter is the real Metzias, the Eibishter is real. And it's bottled by our field as the Emes Metzias for Nalsis Lukus. Why are you bottled? Because you feel Gadlus Hakel every single Lukus. So the Bittul comes as a result of you being bottled to Lukus, realizing that everything is a Lukus. And the far, the Rebbe comes out with a big chiddush. And therefore, is that emeser Bittul? When is a person really considered completely bottled? When the heder metzias, if as they feel, when you're not feeling your own metzias, your own being, your own ego, bismah filta feeling that as me is bottled. You don't even feel that you're bottled. Since the Bittul comes from the understanding of the greatness of Hashem, and what's the greatness of Hashem? That there is nothing but Hashem. So you are bottle because there's nothing but Hashem. In a case like that, when are you really bottle? We don't even feel your metzias doesn't exist at all. Only Hashem, that you don't even feel that you're bottle. But dos alein was mefilt as mizik mevatel. The fact that you feel that you are mevatel yourself, the fact that you feel that you're bottle is abavais shows. As is nachdo a metzias without bottle, then there's still some metzias in you that has to be bottled. I am a vatal myself, so there is an I who is mevatel myself. So there is still a metzias. When we held by bittul amiti, when you're holding by the real bittul, is a nit marigish filled case ach who is a lukus. You don't feel anything besides a lukus. So you don't feel yourself that you're up. You don't even feel that you're bottled. Forget it's possible that when it comes to a thing like that, you're so bottled that you could say things that seems looks like gaive, because it's not your gaive. It's not you. There's nothing but you. So you don't even feel that you're bottled and you have to be mevatel yourself. But Spiegel Tzichop in Halacha B'Nigla, this mirrors itself. It's reflected in Halacha in Nigla. But in Geret Amol Baruch Hashem, as I spoke once before at length, in the Mechilik Svishin, an Eved and Ashliach, the difference between an Eved, a slave of somebody, and we know whatever the slave is only a representation of the master, and then, as we'll see in a second, and the shliach is also a representation of the represents the mishaleach, the one that sent me. But the difference is like this: as chotshluch ishlodim kameisei, even though the din is a shliach of a person, a representative, an agent of a person, is like the person who sent him. But dos is kela. This includes eich vikedem hechsten eitin nishliches, and this includes very high madrega. There are a few ways that the Rebbe will explain what it means that the shliach becomes like the mishaleach, like the one that sent him. And the highest level is that the shliach, as one is doing his mission that he's doing, he becomes like the mishaleach. And the Rebbe explains, we know as inyan shliches and ifran drayafanim, there are three ways to explain shliches, which means there are three levels of being a shliach. Number one, the mishaleach git reshus vekeach sim shliach tetondi pulavim keimei. The mishaleach, the one that sent him, gives permission and gives the authority and the right to the agent to do the act in his place. But what's done is the shliach. In other words, we're not saying the mishaleach did it. Ruven sends Shimon to do something. And when Shimon does it, it works for Ruven. But not because Shimon became Ruven. Shimon is Shimon. And whatever happened here, Shimon did it. But this is a halacha that if he appointed him a shliach, what Shimon did and Shimon did it, Taki, will work for Ruven. The other way is, the act that Shimon did is considered as if Reuven did it. The first way, it's not like Reuven did it. Reuven didn't do it. Shimon did it. But it works for Reuven. The second way is that the act, because he made him to a shliach, so the act that Shimon did is as if Reuven did it. As haste, asiyas ha-mashaleach dur dem shliach. It's called it the mashaleach, the sender. It's as if he did it through the shliach. And the higher way, the third way is, as neat nor the asiyas ha-shliach, and keich ha-maisis and the misyachas ha-mashaleach, not only what the shliach did and his action is referred to and is considered that the mashaleach did it, nureich l'shliach gufa ve'de mitzis ha-mashaleach. The shliach himself becomes the mashaleach. In this scene, the shliach becomes the mashaleach. So when we say Reuven sends Shimon to certain shlichas, but Shimon does it. Not only we say the act was done by Reuven. Reuven did it. It's not only it relates to Reuven. Reuven, the Shimon became Reuven that in this act. So that so shows how the connection between the shliach to the meshleich is very close. He still could separate between the two. There's still two people. But the far zokt men shluch lodem kemeis nor b'shaychatz minyan ha-shlichas. That's why the shliach becomes the meshleich, even in the higher level. Only concerning this act in which he became a shliach. But not other things. Even at the same moment, he doesn't become in everything else a meshleich. There's still him. Elamai, in this inyan, he becomes the meshleich. So it's still a he. Ashenken, I never did mitzias with Niatz Mikal. Evan is no mitzias for himself at all. Kol mitzias is mitzius is mitzias. His whole being is the being of the master. And the father, therefore, there is a the din is mashekona evet also the evet hot kon rabbi. Whatever the slave owns, and whatever he acquires it for the master. And here in the Torah 27, the Rebbe quotes what he writes in Torah 29, and he quotes the Rashba that. By an Eved, it's not only that whatever the Eved acquires, it becomes his, and whatever is his goes from him to the master. When he acquires it, he is like the hand of the master. That's what the Rashba says. So that shows that he is no mitzias for himself at all. While a shliach is a mitzias b'fnei atzmi, a shliach is still an entity for himself. That he is mevatel himself, he nullifies himself to the meshaleach. So therefore, even while he's a shliach and he is being mevatel, he's nullified to the meshaleach. Leipta not for zay mitzias. There is still a place for his mitzias. That could happen. His hill is mitzias. And the Rebbe in order 28 says that's why there's a din that the shliach, in order to become a shliach, has to have a similarity to the meshaleach. For instance, a din that goy can't be a shliach, a shaita. One that's not normal or a cotton, a child can be a shliach because he doesn't have a similarity to a shliach. So his mitzias counts. He has to be a certain level of mitzias that he could be nullified to the meshaleach. So there is a he who is nullified. So even though he becomes one with the meshaleach, but still there is a mitzias of him. An eved, a slave doesn't have to nullify himself to his master. A slave, we're talking about the type of slaves that were in the olden times. He was property of the master. It's not a mitzias for himself. It's not that he's bottled to the master. His mitzias is the mitzias of his master. If one is verstanden, from that we understand that when halbam emerson bittel to lakus, when someone is holding the real level of bittel to lakus, is as nit considered to take a hagbor. It's no contradiction at all to being strong, being stubborn, and being elevated in your things that you feel that you have to do for the Eibishter. Because even though it's elevated and you have your ego, it's not your ego. It's not the ego of your mitzias. Nor the take of agbo for the kus is the strength of the kus. You are so bottled that you don't feel yourself as an entity for yourself. You don't even feel that you're bottled because there's nothing but a kus. So when you are strong and you feel elevated, so to speak, it's not extended to bittle faket. It comes because you are a bottle. You could be elevated because you're bottled to the Eibishter, and everything that you do is only from the Eibishter. Well, derech maimer chazal, and chazal say, it says, the chazal say, the rabban chum say, concerning a slave, eved melech melech, the slave of a melech is a melech. Now, on one hand, you might say, oh, the slave of a melech feels like a melech. That means he's big balgaive, he thinks he's something special. No. But the shaftnish dem gefil from yeshet zum gaive by my eved. This doesn't cause a feeling of ego and gaive by the eved. But this is not zayn chshivis for godless, nor the melech's. It's not his chshivis, it's the melech's chshivis. So when he thinks of himself in being an eved, he thinks of himself as a melech, yeah, because he's an extension of the melech. That's all he is. So it's not his mitzvah, it's not yeshet zum gaive. And the Rebbe here in order 30 says, it's connected to Lag Beimer, that Reb Shimon Yochai in Zohar said, Ano Simona Baalme, I'm only a simon. I'm only a sign to the Eibishter. In other words, he said he was so bottled to the Eibishter that he only represents the fact that the Eibishter made him. And he's an extension, so they speak of the Messias of the Eibishter. And therefore, his gaiva is not a gaiva. I don't know if the Rebbe brings it later in the order, but we find another statement of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, that Reb Shimon ben Yochai said that there are two great people in the world, me and my son, we're the greatest. And if you're going to say there's only one that's the greatest, it's me. The question is, wow, how could you say that? How could you say that? How could that person, Reb Shimon Yochanan himself, say he's the greatest person in the world? If you're not really 100% bottled, yes, that's Gaive. I recognize that I'm the greatest. But if he's so bottled today, he could be a Baal Gaive because it's not his Gaive. When he said, I'm the greatest person because of the truth. I use a mashal sometimes. I don't know if it's a good mashal or not. When you have little children come from kindergarten and the kid is the best kid in the class and you ask the kid, who's the best in the class? He'll say, I am. You get a little older, you don't say it because you're embarrassed to say, even though it's true. But little kid, it's the tmimis. It comes from your so simple simplicity. Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. I'm the best, but not because it's an ego thing. Here it's even more. Your Messias is nothing but the Eibishter, and therefore, you could say, I'm the greatest person, because it's not me. You're so bottled that you don't even feel. If you start feeling that I am bottled, then you would say, well, can I say this or can't I say it? But if you're completely bottled, that's why it says also that Reb Shimon Yochai said, when it says you should go visit Hashem, I don't know if the Rebbe brings it in the Sikh in the Oris, he said, Mam pnei ha'odin Hashem, dor Hashem Yochai. Who's Hashem, so to speak, that Reb Shimon Yochai? What does that mean? I mean, people ask, how could Reb Shimon Yochai say he's Hashem? Didn't mean Chas V'Sholom, he's Hashem, he's the creator. He's no Metzias for himself. So he's able to say it. My whole Metzias is nothing. I'm nothing. There's nothing but Hashem. That's what I feel. That's why he's able to say, I'm only a Simen Ba'omer. And the far, Verdi Seder Ongeruf Mitnome Bahar Alein. That's why the Seder is called Bahar. And we said Bahar is a problem. Bahar shows you're elevated. That's the opposite of Bittel. So he says, no. The Bahar here is not opposite of Bittel. While the Shleimus from Bittel is the completion, the perfect Bittel, is a sign that while you're a mountain, das heißt means when the statement that take it back from standing with the elevation and with strength, darf man gone nicht bavoren, and then as do is dorchus, I take it kedusha. You don't even have to mention that the strength is a holy strength. We need kenegan yeshes, chas v'sholem, not your own ego. Mis a zefil bottle to lakus, as in yikorin, talking kesal kataitam zaymetzias, it's so bottled to the Eibishter that there's not even a thought that maybe this shows on your metzias. That's why you don't have to even mention the word Sinai. In other words, the question of the Rebbe was, Bahar shows the opposite of what you're trying to show. The main thing is the Bittel. So how does Har, which doesn't mention the Bittel at all, it mentions the elevation. Why would he say that? The answer is, the real Bittel is when you say, you don't even have to mention that you're Sinai. Sinai represents Bittel. Because the main thing is that your Metzias is not your own Metzias. So you're bottled to the course, and then you could be a heart because your strength is a strength and the stubbornness of whatever of the Eibishter. And this is the explanation when we use this for our Aveda in spirituality, from the many ways you could describe Har Sinai, which means that the Rebbe will say there are three ways we could describe Har Sinai. Sometimes we find that we call it Sinai, just the word Sinai. Sometimes we call it Har Sinai. It's another way to describe. And sometimes we call it Har, just the word Har. And these are three levels in the Bittel to the Eibishter. And Rebbe explains it. B'tchilas Aveidim, when you start serving Hashem, that means Ametzias Latzme, and you start off, you're still a Metzias, but that's nature. You're still a Metzias, and you got to be Mevatel yourself. So when you start, Darbzayin Sinai Elein, then you have to have just Sinai. Sinai represents the humility, the Bittel. Esken Nitzayin Kein Inya Fun Har Vagboel. You don't even mention Har, because you can't have any Har which represent elevation on your Metzias, because you're still in the beginning. And if you start with your Metzias means your Metzias. No, man, it's a Bittel alone. There, the beginning, you have to stress just the Bittel. You have to work on Bittel. Yibalder is a Metzias la'atzmi, since you are a Metzias for yourself. Is a noch nit shaykh, so that I've waited to take it by the Kedusha. You're not shaykh yet to this concept of being strong and stubborn and everything, and that should be itself Kedusha. But by invet a zayn, take it back both of zayn yeshes, because if you're in that lower level, if you start being strong and you start being, you know, with your ego, it'll be an ego of your metzias, the opposite of humility. It'll be a real ego. So you got to be stay away from that. So then we just say just Sinai. That's the way the word Sinai itself is. You give an example that Eshtereif from the Shlichas, the first way of Shlichas, as we said before, the Shlichas a metzias latzmi. First way is he's a metzias for himself, and he remains a metzias himself. But he's Mavatl, and he, who is his own Metzias, is doing something for the one that sent him. So here, you're still a full-fledged Metzias, and that's why the Aveda is Sinai, work on Bittel. A Hecher HaReifen is Har Sinai. The higher level is saying the mountain of Sinai, which is Der Adam HaEved kennt schon haben ein Gefühl von Haar, weil like, the person serving Hashem could already start having the concept of Haar, which means the concept of feeling elevated. Weil er hat schon bei Bittl Pnimi, because he's already at the level where he worked on himself and he reached the level of Bittl, an inner Bittl, bis er der Teike ist nicht sein und auf den Elokus. That when he becomes strong, already the strength is not his own personal strength, is the strength of the Elokus because he became Bottle to the Elokus. Aber Afa became muss er noch haben die Bavornisch von Sinai Bittl. He still has to be called Sinai. Sinai means the Bittl. You have to be, to make sure that you have this Bittl. Was verhit him as his only terai for only ashes, which will save him, protect him for falling into real ego. While their Bittl hat doch nicht durchgenommen kommen mit Yusuf, because even though he's already by the level of Sinai, but it didn't penetrate this whole being. Halb bei der Darge was verfehlt noch, wie er sich mewattelt zum Ebenen. He's still a level that he feels that he is nullifying self to Hashem. So there's still a he, whatever he is. So you got to be very careful. So you got to have the heart. You have already, you're able to have the heart already because your metzias already could be that your strength is a strength of ruchnis of the Eibishter. But you got to keep in mind the Sinai. Alder of the hecherei fanim shlichas, like the higher level of shlich, the other second and third level, as a git ibers and keich ha-maise to mishaleach, that he gives over his maise to the mishaleach. The second level is that whatever he does is as if the mishaleach did, he gave it over. Bisa dosvert farechem v'maise ha-mishaleach. So it's considered that whatever he does is the mishaleach did it, the one he's bottled to. Unochman the shlich gufa vet the mishaleach, or the third level, well, the shlich becomes the mishaleach. So this is a level where he's already bottled to the mishaleach. Afal pekenes is also naif, but we can obtain the mishaleach from the mishaleach. We still could separate. There's still two. Like I said, even the third level, it's not like an eved. But even the third level, there is you. You're still whoever you are. Elamai, in this inyan, you like the mishaleach. You give his helver, but there's still somebody who's mevatel himself to the mishaleach. And the same thing here also. When it comes to the word Har Sinai, you're already able to be Har because you're already Bottle, but you got to constantly keep in mind that you are Mevatel yourself to stay away. Be careful, it shouldn't turn into your own ego. The Her Sereifin is the highest level, is Bahar Alein, just the word Bahar. The Bittl is Bishleimus, Bizas, Matarfni, Dermonen, and Bavor, Nasi Sinai. He's so much Bottle, complete Bottle, he's the full 100% Bottle that you don't even have to remind him and make sure to have the word Sinai. Says me talking ortu nafila kasalkadaitel can under mitzias Israel lakus. There's no havaminimis, means there's no even thought there is something else but the Eibishter that you have to tell him. Remember that you have to be bottled to the Eibishter. So he could be completely looks. If someone that outside doesn't see him, might think he's a balgaiver. But forget, he's so bottled that he could say it because there's no mitzias of his own. So his own mitzias, so whatever good he says about himself, so to speak, is all because there's nothing. He's not really him. It's all bottled to the Eibishter. So Luchura, after saying all this, we're talking about a very, very high madrege. Imagine the madrege that you're so bottled that you don't even realize that you're bottled. You don't feel that you're bottled. And the Rebbe stressed it before the word gefil, because the moment you feel, like by a person, doesn't say it, but like a person's his body, you don't feel your body. You don't feel you have a hand. If you touch, you feel a hand, but you don't feel. The moment a person starts feeling a certain limb in his body, there's something wrong with it. Even in one place the Rebbe writes, that what's a headache? What's a headache? A headache means you feel your head. Like this, I don't feel my head. It's me. But if I start feeling the entity of my head, that's called, that's a headache. Or somebody hurt something. What does hurt mean? I start feeling that part. And to the Eibishter, to be bottled so much is a real, real high madrege. So the Rebbe continues. Afal pi adirinyum from Bahar is gora heicha darge in Bittl, even though this level of Bahar, Bahar itself, is a very high madrege in Bittl. He says, "Over Ayiro for Yad Nid Babidos." Nevertheless, it's a lesson for every Yid in his Aveda. But Bamita Sinyan is Yad Rida Har Kol Yisrael Molochem. Because Be'emes, essentially, everyone has that Bittl. In the Loshen that it says in Tikkun Hazayar, in Gemara it says, "Kol Yisrael Bnei Molochem." All Yidden are like a prince, children of a king. In Zayar, in Tikkun Hazayar, it says they are kings. So we are like an Eved Melech Melech, which is the highest madrege. So everyone could reach to a certain degree, have that concept in him, the level of Har, when you know Metzias whatsoever, and Bemele, you could have the Har, and still it's no contradiction to the Bittl. Then Memont von Ayidin is all hopen starkheit and anien von Yiddishkeit. When you expect of a Yid, demand of a Yid, he should be strong in the union of Yiddishkeit. Meint es nicht, am er verbeckt, has bescholl of sein Bittl. It doesn't mean you one might think that what happens here, this is the opposite of Biddle. Nevertheless, because it comes to Yiddishkeit, you have to overlook the fact that you're supposed to be bottle. Sometimes you come to a point that something bad, you could do something bad, and you nevertheless have to become like a Balgaiva, strong and stubborn. And stubborn, even though we're saying stubbornness is no good, being strong is no good. But in this case, Nebuch, there's no other way you could overcome the test that you have. So you have to remember that's not Pshat. No, the Shtarkat Guf is the Pnimius that take of Nefesh. The Pnimius is really deep down. The fact that you're strong to do something that the Eibishter wants, even though it sounds like Gaiva, Elamai, you have to use Gaiva because there is no choice. No. Really, this is a take of the strength of the Neshama, versus a chelik and lekam mimal mamish. Says in Tanya that the Neshama is a chelik of the Eibishter from above, mamish, mamish, exactly. So everybody has that, and therefore it is able to have the take it. Ayid Arvis, Ayid has to know, Adi Neshama for Nayidin, that the Neshama of Ayidin, and he's going to quote what the Friedrich Rebbe said, as it's written in the Likud to the Burim and in the Sefer Modern Torah Zion, when he was taken out of jail and he was sent to exile to Kostroma, the train station, when he was going to Kostroma, this is what he said. Ayid has to remember that the Neshama of Ayid hot meningolos nitfartrim, when Yeshibis Malchis and Tibrigem. It wasn't chased away in Golas, and it wasn't given over to the control of the nations. Yisrael, and anything that has to do with Torah and mitzvahs and Jewish customs, we Yidden have nobody who could give us his opinion. No one's going to tell us what to do when it comes to this, because we have a neshama, and the neshama is beyond that. And the Rebbe continues, Dina de Malchus Adimit. True, the laws of the country are laws. And says, don't start up with the goyim, even if a small nation, certainly a big nation. So that's true. That the laws of the country is a law. That's not if it's against Yiddishkeit. That's if there's a law, you got to follow the laws, and you got to be nice with the goyim. Don't start up with them. But if it comes to a union of Yiddishkeit, that Yiddishkeit is in danger, is that a neved melech melech? And every Yid is like a melech. A melech has no one control over him. A melech is the boss. Every Yid is the boss. The male is other. On the contrary, nit novas erhodem take if an amelech. So not only that he has the strength of a king, you're nochmer etorgon nit mechel van alkvede. You're not allowed to. The din by a king is not allowed to be mechel, to forgive on his covet. There's a din you have to give honor to the king, respect to the king. So other people that you have to give respect, they have a right to be mechel. Said, you know, I don't care. I give up. You don't have to have respect. And then you don't have to. But by a king, it says, he's not allowed to. So if we have a din of a king, we can't forego our covet. While says nit zayn covet, nor says covet amalchut. By the king, why can't he forgive of his covet? Because when you give covet to the king, it's not the covet of this individual, the covet of the Eibishter, covet for melech malcham locham hakadosh baruch hu, covet of the Eibishter. And that's why when it comes to Yiddishkeit, you can't forego and overlook that. Why? Because you're a king, and what pshat you're a king? The king means the melech malcham locham hakadosh baruch hu, the Eibishter. And then you can't overlook that. I rest amongst them. And the Rebbe Na'ora says that what we mean here is the famous Maamar Chazal, the Eibishter said, make for me a mikdash, I will rest in them. Should have said, I will rest in it. So it means, the Eibishter rests in every single yid, which is nafshei ha'lekis v'l'chizcheilik ha'lekal mamash. It means his neshama is a nefesh ha'lekis, which is a chelik, part of the Eibishter himself. Chelik min ha'etzem is a part of the etzem. And b'meila, what we said before, that there is a level of bittel, so much that there's no other metzias, that applies to every yid. Now, by tzaddikim, they actually feel it physically. By simple people, we don't feel it, but we have to keep in mind that this is what it really is. That it's really the tekev ha'neshama that's there. And b'meila, there's no way you could give in to this when it comes to something of Yiddishkeit. Now we'll explain the question we asked in the beginning. The question was, how do we put the two names together? Bahar shows him on Gaiva, so on Metzias, picking, being elevated, ego. Bechkesa shows our Chukim. Chukim is something that you do only through Bittel. These are two opposite tnuas, two opposite ways. Now we'll understand. The two ways, the two directions in Avedas Hashem, which are expressed in the two names, Behar, which is Tekev and Nisnases, strength, and elevation. Umbechakesai, which represents Bittul, Zaynit Bistirazuluzu, they're not a contradiction, like we thought in the beginning. Nor Adarab, on the contrary, one is a result of the other. How? Vigiret fear, as we said before, is a take of these masses, Bahar, Atitsof, and Bittul Amiti. That this, that Bahar represents that you're strong and you have this elevation, is a result of the true Bittul. It's a result of the real Bittul that there is not even a thought, a possibility of being different. There's no doubt that the Eved is what the master is. So the union of Bahar comes as a result of the Bittul. And this is brought out in the word B'chukesai, by keeping the mitzvahs of B'chukesai, which is the mitzvah of chukim. So first of all, the Rebbe doesn't express it right here, but it's self-understood. Chukim, we said in the beginning, represents bittul. Because chukim are mitzvahs that you do not because you understand, you do it because you're bottled to. So right away, we see there's no contradiction. Bahar, if you're really, really B'chukesai, if you're really bottled, then you'll be able to have Bahar. You can have the gaiver, which is not really gaiver. But the Rebbe adds another word to it. The Alt Rebbe explains that B'chukesai is a Lashon Chukike Uzgekriz. The word B'chukesai doesn't only mean laws in the category of Chukim, but it also means carved out. What's the meaning of carved out? The roof of Nesi is a Chukike Beshleitin Dem. The specialty of words which are carved out in a stone means was neat blazan in the ACS forensic with their Zachir Velchazin Uzgekriz. Not only are the letters that are carved out connected to the stone in which it's carved out, but the mile is from the basis aksiva. This is there also in words that you wrote. When you add ink to the paper or to the parchment, now the words are on top of the parchment, so they're connected to the parchment. But by carved out letters is much more. Nor as the aces, I negor kimetzias nitfarzir. There's no separate entity of words of letters. The ganze mitzias is nor the zachen velches zayin nitzikris. Their whole being is only the stone. The letters are the stone themselves. Bedugmas with the ganze mitzias from the mos aleph v'chulu from the luchas ha'evet. Just like gives an example by the luchas. Luchas, the words were carved out. So he gives an example of the first letter of the words carved out in the luchas, which is the aleph of anoich Hashem lekecho. What was that aleph? Is given der Eved from the Luchas. That olive was the stone. The stone was in the shape of an olive. It had an olive in it, but it was not something added to it. Well, thus is the diuk in the nomen chukim. That's the exact meaning of the word chukim. That something in the word chukim, more even than the word gzeir. Gzeir means a decree, which you can say the same thing. A decree means this is what I decree. Too bad, you whether you understand it or not, you have to do it. But the word chukia has, besides the fact that this means a mitzvah that you don't understand and you have to do it because you have to do it, just like that, the word chukim has something extra. When you say a decree, you do it no matter what, but you do it because you force yourself to do it. You have to break yourself and do something that has no reason. That's like a decree. We're decreeing you must do it, so you're breaking yourself. But the word chukah, which also has the meaning of carved out, vice, that shows us in talking shum kfiyah by kima mitzvah, that when you do these mitzvahs, you don't even force yourself. The radam is bottled betachas from the meibrishim. The person is so bottled to completely to meibrishim Hashem when he did kemetzias laatzme and he's not a metzias for himself. The aces ach kukis in the eventave, just like words which are carved out in a stone, in the precious stone or whatever you carve it out, the whole metzias of the word is the stone. Automatically you do what Eibishter wants. When you use the word gzeir, it means I do what Eibishter wants, even though it doesn't make sense, but I have to force myself. It's a decree. Chukah means you're so bottle, automatically you will do it. Why? Because Eibishter, and that's all. Your home at sea is nothing but Eibishter. You feel Eibishter. And that's what Eibishter wants. Automatically you do it. But don't say the deal can lashon chazal, that's the reason for why the chazal, when they say that, when it tells us how to do the chukim, the lotion is, Ein loch reshus lahar alachra. As he called it before, gzeira, gazati, chukim, chukati, Ein loch reshus lahar alachra. You have no permission to think after it, to think about it. So the Rebbe asks, L'chure, what gidarf shtein, ve'al tahar alachra. I should have said, and don't think about it. What does it mean you don't have reshus to think about it? It doesn't say don't think about it. So the Rebbe is going to explain like this. What he's trying to say, don't think about it, doesn't mean, because when you say the word don't think about it, you could mean It's telling you what to do. Normally, you want to think about things. Now we're telling you, don't opposite. Force yourself and don't think about it. That would mean if it would say, al tahar, don't think. Normally a person thinks, don't do it. Here is trying to say, ein rishus, as if saying, as we read it inside in a moment, you have no permission to think. Not that you fighting your seichel. You have to think as much as you want. In this case, there's nothing that you will do. Like, the loshen is no permission, but there's nothing that you will do that you will have to fight your seichel. And the Rebbe says it like this. The Shleimer the Beer is that the reason why it says the word ein rishus, it doesn't say don't think about it, is like this. Ein rishus la'aracher, you have no permission to think after it, against for it, is Madrish shows, when it says you don't have permission to think, means that Be'emes you should think. Normally you have to think. Together with the Nase, Nishma, you have to have Nishma. Nase means I will do, without understanding. Nishma means I will understand. So the first thing has to be Nase. You have to accept it, no question about it. But we tell you that afterwards you should think. And that's what it says here. You be Maharer. You should think. You have to want to search into the reasons for the mitzvahs. Nor in them minyan in the chashus. In this case, you have no permission. But what does that mean? That means that you have no permission to think. You have seichel. Und du darfst es nutzen. You have to use your seichel. Aber in dem sug mitzvahs hat man den nicht gegeben the chashus la'aracha. Here the Torah didn't give you permission to think. Now, what it means deeper, it doesn't say these words, but it means it's as if automatically you won't think. Not the pshat, you don't think. Sitrachtzach nit. It's a Yiddish is a word, sitracht. There's something you don't think about. You don't think with your seichel against it. You're using your seichel. But you should use your seichel. And the fact that you're not using your seichel is not a problem that you have to force yourself. You have no reshus for it. In other words, it's not, I'm saying extra words, doesn't say in the sikha, but it's not in your reshus. It's not in your domain. Reshus also means domain. It's not in your domain. If you're completely bottled to the Eibishter, that's what we're saying. Yechuki means that you're completely bottled. It's like letters carved out in the stone. It's a different domain. So the thinking, the fact that you're not going to understand it, not is not because you will not understand it. It's not in your reshus. It's not part of you because you're in a different level. You're in a different domain. You're in the domain of the Eibishter. And the Rebbe adds even more. When they condemn, is Meshel nor Laharer. And in that, we're also, what are we trying to exclude? The word Laharer. It doesn't say Lachshev. Could have said, and don't think about it. Or even Rishus. Eim lach Rishus Lachshev. You have no Rishus to think. It says even more. The word Maharer is used usually when, as the Rebbe will say, when you're questioning something. Let's read inside. Ki machukim darf nitzayin in a eifen, that when you do the chukim, shouldn't be in a way, was a shayla linyan aseichel, which excludes, which negates the logic and contemplation and searching and questioning. That's not what how you do chukim. That's how it would seem. That you don't think and don't question and don't do this. Nor adarab, on the contrary. We find explanations in that gufa. We find a chazal explanation how these mitzvahs, these chukim, are not the commandment of seichel. Some are against seichel. So there is explanation in seichel why they're against seichel. So we are using our seichel. It doesn't say don't use your seichel. The person has to work on his seichel, that the seichel should not think. And what's pshat thing? Meloshe maharer acharabe. It says Eloshe, a person whoever is maharer acharabe thinks about outside means challenges his Rebbe, the Loshon Maharer, is like his Maharer after the Shechina. So what does the word Maharer mean? Maharer means thinking that there's something lacking there. So by the Chukim, you not only tracht na dosi achesor in Chukim gab mitzvah sichis. Don't be Maharer means don't think there's something lacking here. What's lacking here? You're not using your Seichel here, so you're lacking. No, don't be Maharer, because you're not lacking your Seichel. When are you lacking your Seichel? When your Seichel is fighting it, so you have to fight it. But in this case, if you're in the level of chukim, you're not fighting yourself. You're not fighting anything. This is your mitzvah. This is the fact. And as I said before, sitracht zachnit, that latchila doesn't think. And it's not even in your domain. Certainly not to be maharer achre, to challenge it and say, well, my seichel doesn't accept it. Then it means that you're a mitzvah for yourself. You're not a mitzvah for yourself. There's no question in your mind to begin with. That's why he doesn't use the word don't think or don't be maharer. It says you have no reshus to be maharer. It's not in that domain that you have. The other rabbi, chukka is from Loshon Chakika, and the counter chukka is from the word of Chakika, which is carving. When the Beatles of Mabish and Hoderid, the Grecht, as I said, even naive and fakike, when the yid becomes bottled to the Eibush, then he reaches such a level that it's in a way of chakike, which means in the Torah, kein zachu yisrael lekus. There's nothing besides godliness. Just like the carved out letters, which is part of the stone, the precious stone in which it's carved out. So when that happens, is the mitzias ha'odim, like seichel lemidah zechus. So the mitzias, what a person, what a person is, which is his seichel, his intellect, and his emotions, can still need to sign bittel. Is that a contradiction to bittel? Usually, we think bittel is a contradiction to your seichel, to your mitzias. Because the mitzias of a person is seichel. If you're mevatel and you go beyond seichel, you're, so to speak, fighting your mitzias. He says, no, it's no fighting. But does he gevorn legamre uiz egen the mitzias? Because whatever the mitzvahs are, whenever you're involved in avedas Hashem, that is your mitzias. It's not your own mitzias, nor the mitzias from the lakus. It's the mitzias of Devishtim. So you're not sheilon, not same with seichel. That's only when you have seichel and you're a mitzias. But if you're not mitzias, there's nothing fighting you. This is what happens, almost like saying automatically. This will explain something else. The connection from the meaning of most of the sedre, the Nischara mitzvahs of Ancient, which talks about the reward of mitzvahs and the punishment. So Shema Sedre Bukhukesa to the name of the Bukhukesa. We said in the beginning that the name of a sedre represents everything that's in a sedre. Here we have a sedre called Bukhukesa. In Bukhukesa, it talks about the reward of mitzvahs, or Chas v'Shalom, the punishment for not keeping the mitzvahs. What's the connection to Bukhukesa? Chura de Mu'a. It's strange. If you learn b'chukeis, a simple pshat is, what does that mean? We do it because they are Hashem's commandment. Even though we don't know the reason. We don't know what we're going to gain by doing. It makes no sense. Nevertheless, we do it. So if that's what b'chukeis means, chukim, how does the beginning and most of the seder fit, which is the Yehudim from Schara Mitzvahs, which is the promises of the reward for Mitzvahs. Well, the Hepech and the opposite, the Ancient of Hedek Human and the punishment for not keeping it. Which is pushing you to do Mitzvahs, it's going to receive reward. When does a person care about reward? If he cares about himself. So he really does the Mitzvahs, he doesn't know what he's going to get, and it makes no sense, and he's not going to get anything. Nevertheless, we tell him, do it. If you do it, you'll get something. Oh, but that's not what you're bottle. But when you do Chukim, then you don't care about what happens because you're mevatel yourself. So then what's b'chukesa have to do with the reward and the punishment of the parsha? Is the beer and them the explanation? The shas ha'id is bottled to Mabish and Leifun Fuchkika. Ha'id is bottled to Hashem in the form of chukike, that it's like carved out. As in the talking Zachu Yisrael Lakuz, by him there is nothing besides the Lakuz. B'di'es is chukike v'zad na'atil from the Meventev, like the carved out letters, which is part of the stone. So then when you get reward, it's also not something that you, as your mitzvahs, as your ego, oh, I'm going to get schar, oh, that's why I'm going to do the mitzvahs. No, it's part of the chikike. What does that mean? Those was mitzvahs bringing mitzvah schar, the fact that mitzvahs bring along reward, shafnit by mention, like feel from tona mitzvahs to lipzichus and schar v'tielas. This will not, if a person is a level of complete bittel, so the fact that you get reward is not something that's going to cause to him to do the mitzvah because of himself. Oh, my reward will be, I will gain something. I will have through doing these mitzvahs good. Gashm, physical good, spiritual good. If you're in a high level, it's complete the bottle. In the reward itself, you see how godliness is good. Not because it's, I'm going to gain. How does it show godliness is good? That, you know why you get reward, you get such great things. Because the Eibishter is good. Bring is eine mitzvah, good sky and all. So therefore, the mitzvahs of Hashem bring good in everything. We stay gashmik shute, bring good, keep shute, physical good. So this point, this is what it means. It means a person looks at the schar, not that the schar is going to push him to do mitzvahs. If you're in the level of b'chukei sai, you look even at the schar as part of what the Eibush did. So that's the reason the Rebbe in a different sikhe, see in the order 52, the Rebbe brings from a different sikhe, where there he explains that what's the purpose of Hashem giving us physical reward for doing mitzvahs. B'chure, mitzvahs is so great. Get physical reward. You'll have a lot of food. What does that mean? So the Rambam explains one thing, that it's not the reward. All these things are only telling Ayid, if you behave properly, I'm going to give you everything good physically, so you will be able to continue doing more mitzvahs. Because if you get sick and you don't have money, you won't be able to do. So it's not the reward for the mitzvah. But here the Rebbe says it is, and that's what the Rebbe explained. That's in other Sicha Bariches, that the pshat is that if mitzvahs are good and they're from the Eibishter and it's mitzvahs of the Eibishter, it comes along with everything good. That's automatic. It's an expression of everything good. So a person is bottled to the Eibishter in a level of b'chukesai. That's how he sees. So b'chukesai and the reward of mitzvahs go together. That because you're so bottled, you see the reward. That's only an expression of the Eibishter. The Eibishter's good sky, the Eibishter goodness, which is the mitzvahs, brings goodness. Goodness Gashmi, goodness Ruchni, brings all these things. And that's the way a person is supposed to look at all the physical reward that the person gets.